You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tonight's shiur is a shiur in understanding something we do each and every day, and that is part of the brachas we make in the morning is Birchas HaTorah. But I don't know how many of you or how many people b'chalal ever analyze what Birchas HaTorah is all about and understand exactly what you're trying to accomplish by reciting Birchas HaTorah. And then understand the ultimate pullout in Shemayim of what's accomplished by reciting it, what is Chas V'Shalom caused by not reciting it. I mean, Birchas HaTorah has a certain power upon it, but one of the unique phenomena of Birchas HaTorah is that according to most Rishonim and Gedolei Achronim, unlike other brachas which were instituted by the Anshei Knesset of Gedola, and they are purely of rabbinic origin, Birchas HaTorah, as we're soon going to see, according to most Rishonim and Poskim, is a deraisa, is a Torah law, is a Torah requirement to make a bracha before you learn Torah each and every day. In this respect, as I'm going to show you, it's compared to the Birchas HaMazon we recite after we eat, which is also one of the unique brachas deraisa have when it comes to the Birchas HaNenin that we recite as part of our daily eating activities. So where we're going to start tonight, Rabbi Yisai, in the Maram HaKaymos, is we're going to turn to page number 2 and see a very interesting Gemara where the halachic value of Birchas HaTorah is mentioned immediately. If you notice on the daf, you have a little line over there, a little sign going down, and right where the line begins, I'm going to start where it says the following. It says, Menayin, how do we know La Birchas HaTorah Fanah Menatara? How do we know the Birchas HaTorah recite before we start learning each and every day is Minatara? Shanami quotes the Pasek from Sefer Devarim, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Gadol Elokeinu. Why mention Hashem's name? Give greatness to Hashem. And Rashi on the side comments, what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So this is on the other side of that line. Rashi says, Shem Hashem Ekra, Kishaba Moshe Leftarach B'Divrei Shira. When Moshe was beginning to say Divrei Shira and Tishbachas Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu and Divrei Torah, Amom Yisrael, Ani Avarech Techila. Before I start doing this, I'm going to make a special bracha on Birchas HaTorah. V'atem Anu Acharei Amen, you'll answer Amen upon it. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Bebracha Atem says, therefore, I'm going to say a special bracha to the Baruch Shalom, Vatem Havu Galo Kenu, by answering Amen. So, therefore, the statement of the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, and Klaus were answering Amen, Moshe was Motzi, then was Birchas HaTorah. And since this is mentioned in the Torah, it's an indication Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lamanu Birchas HaTorah L'Acharev. We learned therefore Birchas HaTorah afterwards. How do we get to know whether there's a Birchas HaTorah afterwards? Maybe we should learn from Birchas HaMazon from the Kal V'Chomer. And Birchas HaMazon Lefneh Brach before Birchas HaMazon, before you studying, perhaps should also be Minat Torah from the Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Birchas HaTorah L'Acharev Minat Birchas HaMazon from the Kal V'Chomer. U'Mamazon when you come to eat Shein Tom Brachla. Fun of on a deraisa level, at least mafurish b'kra. Tam bracha la'acharav according to Torah law. Tam bracha. So therefore, Torah shetuna bracha l'fana anything shetuna acharav. So Torah requires a bracha beforehand, should not require bracha afterwards. Menat Torah based upon the Kal V'Chomer. Ubirchas HaMazon l'fanah men ubirchas HaTorah mikal V'Chomer. But Torah shetuna acharav on a deraisa level mafurish tuna bracha l'faneha requires a bracha before. Mazin shetuna l'acharav, Birchas HaMazon requires a bracha after you eat. Ain't in shetan bracha l'fana, based upon the Kal V'Chomer. Ikula mifrach, ma'al mazin shekein nana, ma'al Torah shekein chay olam. He says the only problem is what's the mechayiv, which hana is mechayiv, the bracha are not really analogous. When it comes to eating, I can say the only reason you make the bracha afterwards is because until your body has the hana, you can't relate to that pleasure. So the Baruch Hu wants you to pray something that you can relate to, and since physiologically you got to eat first, so chalte v'savata and uverachta, Hashem made the bracha and that Torah afterwards. when it comes to Torah, which is ruchni, which is metaphysical, my neshama can appreciate the Ohr HaTorah even before I start the process of learning, because my neshama already appreciates the Ohr and the Kedush and the essence of the Torah before I begin my learning process, even by contemplation of it. Therefore, if that's the case, you make the bracha before you start learning to show your connection to Torah even before you start learning. At the end of the day, the Gemara never succeeds with the Kal V'chomers. Therefore, the bracha before eating is always midderabanan. The bracha after you ate bread akadema is a deraisa. By birchas haTorah, we only have the bracha lefanav. The only bracha la'achra we have, Chazal instituted later on, is when it comes to birchas haTorah and when it comes to takanas haTzibur, those are brachas before and afterwards are perhaps modeled rabbinically what the Gemara wanted to create over here, but midderaisa is no bracha la'achra when it comes to Talmud Torah. But the fact of the matter is, the whole reason I went with you to the Gemara is for this Gemara seems to say, Zadav HaPashit, that Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. So based upon this Gemara, Shikhias HaLashon, turn out to page number 3, we're going straight now to the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Nachmanides, and he has as Mitzvah Tezvav on the top of the page, a special Mitzvah that should be part of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, and what is that? Shinat Tavino, Lahoidos, Lishmo Yizbara, Pechoe, Shinikra, Betera, Ala Teva Hagadela, Shaosolano, Besita, Teresena Lenu. We have to basically acknowledge to the Rabbanishim with the Haidah, when we're about to learn the Torah, that Hashem gave us the gracious Matan of becoming the Amanivchar and giving us the beautiful Torah as the Matan because of our new status, our new position. And therefore, we have to therefore thank Hashem for this concept of Torah by making a bracha. That's the bracha shebracha ban mikol hamim that we make as part of the Birchas HaTorah. That bracha in particular, as the Gemara is going to teach us, is really what he's referring to. V'odiyano hamas atoy v'fonev shebehem nanchel oylam haba, that through learning Torah we're going to be zaycha for eternal life for the world to come. V'kashen estidu ber bracha acha hachila kenes divizu. The same way we mechuyav on a deraisa level to say a bracha after we eat bread, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, the shishol birachos, menayin lebistorim fenev men atayra, shenev mekshem shevagav avagol alkeinu. So we therefore see he's quoting the Gemara brachos I just read with you as the makar is a source that birch satar beforehand is men atayra. Vorad zolil mai birch samaz lefanav she men atayra kavachem. And the Gemara wanted to derive from that factor through a kavachem. Bracha before you should also be based upon the kavachamim in that Torah. Arma matera she'ena tuuna bracha la'ah tuuna fanav majer lofanav ena lishiatav fanav. The shiva the Gemara answered over there midarach pirchas where the Gemara sometimes is mafrech a kavachimer malatera shechelam ha'olam, and therefore if that's the case, the chius and the existence of Torah and its spirituality and its metaphysical essence is an eternal phenomenon, has no beginning, no end. And my neshama appreciates that before even I start learning. That's why I make a bracha up front. Also, the Gemara says over there in the Mishnah brachos, the only bracha mentioned deraisa in the Mishnah is the birchas hamazon. The bracha lefanav is not mentioned as a bracha deraisa. That's why we openly paskim Rabbi Yisai. It is only midrabbanan. Furthermore, he points out the concept of a balkeri. The Baal Keri, because of Takanis Ezra, doesn't make a bracha lefanav, which is only midrabanan, but does make a bracha achrav after you eat bread, because the birchas hamazon is deraisa. Therefore, nilmal shebracha achrav bilvahi min haTorah, l'ficha eina b'teila m'nei takanasa b'teila baal kerin, u'shma minu d'kav v'chayim perichahu. For oylem izef, we learn from all of this, the Ramban says, shebrechas haTorah lefanav min haTorah, Umitzvis Ase, not only is it in a Torah, but it's going to be enumerated as one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. This is the crucial factor. It's not only is it Deraisa, but it's going to be enumerated as one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. And therefore, in the Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs, this is a separate mitzvah independent of the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah of learning itself. I'll get a little more into that very shortly. And he points out not only is this the Maskana of Talmud Bavli, in the Yerushalmi it says, So we therefore see the Yerushalmi also points out a bracha and a Torah based upon the same pasuk. The Yerushalmi also tries to mimedama. At the end of the time, the Yerushalmi then comes also to a dichui. Because that from all of these makaris, Bavli and Yerushalmi, Nizba'er, Shabracha Zu min Atera. So that you've proven. But now the question is, how do you know you have a right to count this independent of the mitzvah of Tam Atera? So he says, Ve'en Roilim Nosa Mitzvah Achas Emakriya, you shouldn't say learning and making the bracha is one and the same. And what does Rai? He brings two Rai's. Kama Mikra Bekurim Eina Nimna Im Hava Asam. CPC Mitzrayim is not nimna with achilas pes. He gives two riots. There's a mitzvah of mikra bikurim and bringing the bikurim, but they're counted as two separate mitzvahs. They're not made as a corporate entity. So if that's the case, we see saying a lashon shaldiba, doing a maisa, are not necessarily looked upon as one, even though dealing with the same entity, two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Haggadah, which talks about Pesach, you see Mitzrayim or Kedema, the narrative, the talking. And then you have the concept of eating the Karban Pesach, the Maisa, that categorizes two separate mitzvahs and not clumped together as one. So if that's the case, I come to the conclusion, learning is the Maisa. The Baracha is therefore the statement of the Chashivas of the learning phenomenon. And therefore it's like the Haggadah and Achilas Karban Pesach, two brachas, therefore two mitzvahs should be enumerated in Tayyak HaMitzvahs. This is the Shitas HaRamban. What?
What's the pasuk?
Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gadol Elokeinu. That's the pasuk.
Because he's there from any other
thing. He's learning that as the mamish a drush deraisa. According to him, it's a drush deraisa without a question. What?
We use the
birchos hazimu. Achalti v'savate v'achte is the marker for birchos hamazon. What? That's used later on. That's a remez, correct. But the Ika Pasuk is Birchas HaTorah according to him. Now.
But it's not direct.
What?
Usually the mitzvah is exact or direct from, you can derive it directly from the Pasuk. It's not direct.
No, Kishem. Which means he was teaching.
It could be referring to tefillin.
No, so, no. It says Rashi in the Gemara Brachos. When I mention Hashem's name as I'm about to teach you Torah and teach you Shiras HaTorah, as I'm about to teach you Torah, I'm going to recite the bracha beforehand, Rashi says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and you'll answer Ami to be Yitz in the bracha. So he's learning the bracha, the Pasuk is talking about the Hechatimtza of Moshe teaching Torah publicly to Klal Yisrael. So before we start, you have to make a bracha beforehand. Kishem Hashem Ekra, the recitation of Birchas HaTorah, and what do you do? You're going to answer Amen to confirm it and participate by Shemaya Kaona in the bracha by answering Amen. That's why Rashi in the Gemara learns Pshuto Shemikra, what it's talking about. Now.
Isn't this like a bracha that you do before any Maisa?
What?
You make a bracha and then you do the Maisa.
But that's all Midirabanon. You don't have any Makkah for that on a Deraisa level. All of those are Midirabanon. San Chikanes is a Gedaila. Mesukin and Bayashani. This was already Mesukin, had to be said in Bayis Rishon already. This is the Chiddush of this specific sugya. Now, most Rishonim learn this way. And I want to emphasize, most Rishonim learn this way.
Can you be mafsik between this bracha and Nimulakar?
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to all of this. Rabbi, you're asking questions prematurely. There's a Taisis of brachas that deals with the question. So I'll deal with all the questions. Sit quietly and listen. You'll have everything. If at the end you still have questions, I'll answer. But let's first go through the sugya. Now, what I want to point out to you is that the only Rishon that's strange over here is the Rambam. I mean, the fact the Ramban included this in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is in Hasugis is indicating he's basically saying the Rambam, you missed it. You missed the Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, the Rambam never included Birchas HaTorah in Tayyag Mitzvahs. So the obvious question is why? You know, the big why, million-dollar question. So this opens up tremendous, tremendous halachic literature. And there are two possibilities. One possibility, and this is articulated by the Shagas Ari and a whole slew of Achronim like that, They claim that the Rambam must hold that Birchas HaTorah is only midrabbanan like all other brachos. One of the proof sources they bring to prove this is what the Rambam in Hilchas Brachos goes through a whole chapter of all the brachos we recite. Only one bracha does he emphasize in that perek is the deraisa, and that's Birchas HaMazon. He mentions Birchas HaTorah and everything else, but on Birchas HaTorah he never says Vizehu Min HaTorah. So therefore they want a medayik from the fact that Rambam didn't include it in his Tayag Mitzvahs, by the fact that Rambam never said in his Mishnah Torah Hilchos Brachos, this is the Raisa like Birchas HaMazon, it would seem to imply that Rambam held Birchas HaTorah is only midrabbanan. The Pasuk Havel Gadol HaShem. So he says that Pasuk is merely an Asmach to Biyama, it's not a deraisa. And then the Tziv says, he'll say to me, but the Gemara says it's Min HaTorah. So how can you say Asmach to Biyama? So Zok the Netziv, you have to be a bucky to know this, he says, I'll go through Shas to show you, many times the Gemara says something is a deraisa and an ain't. For instance, he quotes the Gemara, Esther B'tar Minayim, the Gemara Chulin. Or the Gemara says in Mayim Katan, the matseva, the concept of making a matseva min HaTorah minayin. So the Gemara sometimes uses the flippant expression, it's min HaTorah, but we're not putting up a matseva as min derabbanan. And b'maramis to est in HaTorah is a b'teres chemis as a min derabbanan. So the fact the Gemara says min HaTorah doesn't always mean literally. So if that's the case, he wants to find that if that's the case, the Rambam took it as an asmachta, and the fact that Mishmah Torah is lav tachka, that's the Rambam included in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's the way they want to deal with the Rambam. But what is interesting and fascinating, Rabbi Isai, is that the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit of Trani, who wrote a Sefer on the Rambam called the Kiryas Sefer, explained the Rambam, and later on the Arach HaShulchan, the Simen Mem Zayin, and Arach Chaim, which deals with Birchas HaTorah, they respectfully disagree. And they point out that the Rambam himself has a shita when it comes to enumerating mitzvahs. Since there are thousands and thousands of tzivuyim that Hashem gave us, but only tayag mitzvahs, so what do you categorize as the major category? And what's subsumed as a prat of the actual etzem mitzvah? So both of them come to the conclusion that the mitzvah that the Rambam counts in Sefer Mitzvah is the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the oifin kiyam mitzvah of this mitzvah, the way you makayim it, besides you're learning yom v'layla and learning Torah Shavuksav, Torah Shavuapeh, and everything else, besides the oifin, this mitzvah, because of its chashivas on a Torah level, requires you to recite a bracha beforehand as an entree into learning Torah, as a chelik of one of the appendages of how you perform the mitzvah. So therefore, Birchas HaTorah by the Rambam is subsumed under the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's why it's not included in, fact, the Sefer HaMitzvahs as a separate mitzvah. And therefore, the Gemara and Bracha should be taken literally that the Pasuk is telling you it's a deraisa. The Gemara doesn't say it has to be counted as a Tayag mitzvah, but that it has a value deraisa. The Rambam says, I agree with you, but it's part of a subsection of Talmud Torah rather than a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And the Aruch Shulchan feels very comfortable with that. And the Kiryat Sefer, one of the proofs to the Shitas Rambam L'Shitaso is another machlekes between him and the Ramban in a different area where you'll see a similar phenomenon. When it comes to Binyan Hamikdash, Rabbi Isai, we had a mitzvah deraisa to build the Beis Hamikdash, also a mitzvah of Shechanti V'Seicham. There was a mitzvah to make an Aron HaKodesh, a mitzvah to make a menorah, a mitzvah to make a Mizbeach. I mean, a whole bunch of kelim that had to be built in the Beis Hamikdash. Are they categorized as separate mitzvahs asay, or are they subsumed under osel mitzvah shechanti b'seicha? The Rama was of the opinion that you don't count the asiyas ha'aron, even the aron, as a mitzvah b'fnei tayak mitzvahs. It's subsumed under the concept osel mitzvah shechanti b'seicha. So we see prate deraisa of the actual binyan hamikdash, even though it's a deraisa, are subsumed under the major category binyan hamikdash. If you say that over there, you can therefore say Birchas HaTorah, which is the chelik of the mitzvah, is assumed under Talmud Torah. But there's a lishitasa. The Ramban does categorize the concept of making an aron as a separate tayag mitzvah, independent of Binyan HaMishkan. So it could be, if that's the case, we therefore say sometimes Pratim is so chashiv, the category is a separate category, independent of the general category. So the same way over here, Talmud Torah is chashiv, but since Bichlal Torah is also chashiv, the Ramban therefore categorize it as a separate category. So you see, Lishitaso, for them when it comes to Mahalach of the Ram and Ramban, when it comes to dealing with these types of quandaries. So you already have two different shitas. Now, the first nafkamina between whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan is what happens if you forgot in the morning, since you're sleepy, did I make Birchas HaTorah? So if you say it's only the Rabbanan, Sofer the Rabbanan, Lakula. If you say it's a deraisa, we would paskin, Sofer deraisa, Lachumra. So therefore, I want to show you, Rabbi. So I have, if you turn, Rabbi, say quickly, to page number 7 of the Maror Mekayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mem Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Bircha Satera, Sarach Lizaraba Ma'ay. You have to be very careful, Rabbi Yisrael, when it comes to Bircha Satera. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisrael, we have A and B over there, Bircha Satera. He says, Ayin Bishagas Are, the Masik, the Bircha Satera, Human Atera. That's his maskan, and that's the Shitas Reva Peskim. The Chain in this topic, in Berah Bircha Satera, Chayzim of Varech. So you have to basically suffer the Raisa Lachumra. You got to repeat the bracha again because you don't know if he said it up now. Mikabakam kevin shu safek lo yavarech el bracha asher bracha banu shumul haba brachas. We're going to see very shortly Gemara in brachas on daf yir alaf and mebeis that of the birchas atayra bracha banu is looked upon as the best of the brachas. So b'taris safek bracha deraisa, we're going to only going to repeat that bracha and leave out the other two in yoytze birchas atayra, or is called the mula sheba brachas, etc. etc. He brings a Hevi B'Shem Ksas Achreinim, the Mesafik Lo Yafsi Yavarech, that some basically held it's only Safik De Rabban, etc. etc. Avokash Lismach Aleim, because Haber Rishenim, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Rashba, and most Rishenim hold the Birchas HaTorah is a Deraisa, not Me De Rabbanan, etc. and etc. See, the emphasis is if that's the case, you have to be very careful. I don't want to do the next part of the Mishnah Berurah because it depends upon the sugya in brachos. I'm going to teach you very shortly. So we therefore see, Rabbi says so far, that the concept and the yisod of Birchas HaTorah by most poskim, in fact, is a deraisa. Okay. Number one. Number two, what are the Birchas HaTorah? So I want you now to turn, Rabbi Yisai, in your Maror Mekayimos, back now to page number 4. There's a Gemara in Berachos. We're not going to come to some of the questions you raised about 5-10 minutes ago. And that is, what are the brachas of Birchas HaTorah? So if you look in quotation A, B, C, D, E, in your Maror Mekayimos, the Gemara goes through a whole yesod of telling us the nuschas they had in Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Am Yehuda Mashmul, Hishkim, which is ice number 4a, Hishkim Shanas Achalok Karak Hishma, a person gets up and he wants to start learning before he recites Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Sarach Levarech, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. However, Mishakar Kriya Shema, if you said Kriya Shema before you started to learn, ain't Sarach Levarech, why? Shekavah Niftav Averab, it's possible to use the bracha right before Kriya Shema, the bracha that you recite right beforehand, as an alternate to Birchas HaTorah called the bracha of Averab, or Aves Eilam. The reason is, Rashi says on the side, it says, Sheyeshba Me'ein Birchas HaTorah. There are themes contained in Aver Rabba, Rashi says, that are similar to Birchas HaTorah. Same Bilibeinu Lilma Lamed Lishma Lasas Kaim is Kodiri Sarasach Behava. And also says, Talamdeim Chukke Ritzaynecha. So since there are major themes contained in Aver Rabba that are similar to Birchas HaTorah, we can use that as a substitute if we have a tzarech to do. So hold off the questions. Omer Rav Huna. So now the question is, on all Torah do you make a baracha? Only certain parts of the Torah. So you have an interesting machlokes. Amar Rav Huna wanted to say initially, you only make a Birchas HaTorah on Mikra Tzarech Levarech, Lemedrash ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rav Lez says, no, Lemikra Medrash Tzarech Levarech, Lemisha ain't Tzarech Levarech. Rav Huna says, no, Af Lemisha ain't Tzarech Levarech, Av Latalman ain't Tzarech Levarech. And Rav says, no, Af Latalman Tzarech Levarech. And he brings us a raya to Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Zinun Sagi and Havikaim and Kamidara. Many times we're sitting in front of Rav, Maisa Rav, Lesniya Pirakim Besafra, and he taught us Lumdish Torahs of analysis of the Sifra and various Talmudic permutations of that Medrash, the Ve'rav, V'havi Magdim V'kamashi, they first washed his hands in the morning, U'barach Yimei Birchas HaTorah, U'maslam Pirakim, and he taught us. So we see not only did he wash his hands and make a barach and teaching us Mikra, but on teaching us Torah Shabbat, the most sophisticated Torah Shabbat. Rav Hirsch says very cute in his parish to Chumash, and furthermore, in one of his various ksavim on the topic, what's the Havamina only to make the bracha on Psukim initially and not on Torah Shabbat? So he says the initial Havamina was, this is quoting Rav Hirsch, that maybe Birchas HaTorah should only be recited, especially if we hold this to Deraisa, on only Torah whose content and language come explicitly from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, the only thing we have that is totally content-oriented and language directly from the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There Hashem dictated word to word to Moshe Rabbeinu, every word from beginning to end. So the content is Min Hashem and the actual language, but anything afterwards, whether it's when you're coming to Tanakh, and even more so when it comes to Torah Shabbat, the man is given the ability to phrase it and analyze it and use his own interpretation. Maybe on that Birchas HaTorah, since Kodavis Hashem did not use the language, even though the concepts come from the Torah, maybe we can't make a Birchas HaTorah. So the Chiddush of these Amoraim is they were arguing it, and the Maskanas HaSugi is, at the end of the day, the crucial fact in Birchas HaTorah is not whether the expression is divine or human, the Ikum Echayiv is the content. If the content is Misinai, and we believe Hashem gave in Harsinai, Teresh Miksav, and all of Teresh Lapeh, if the content comes from Harsinai, that's the Mechayiv the Bracha. The fact that the language used was not dictated, but you were given the human ability to articulate in your phraseology how to formulate in debates and discussions, since ultimately speaking, the content they discuss came from the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's Mechayiv Birchas HaTorah, that's the debate, okay, Vaita, and we pass in that way. But now we come to the Nusach HaBracha, listen to this. What is the Nusach of the Bracha? My Mevarech. So the Gemara says the following, this is important. Or Mehudah Mashmul, Ashek Shem Savitz Ivano, Lasoik B'Divrei, sorry, that's the gear so we have in our Gemara, Lasoik B'Divrei, so which is the Nusach we use, not Al Divrei Torah, which is said by certain Sfadim, Lasoik B'Divrei Sera. Rav Yochanan, the Gemara says, is Messayimba, which means he claims the Bracha does not end there, but there's a Hesaf in that Bracha, and what is that? The Herav should be with the Vav, the Herav No Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei says, Avinu V'yis Amcha Beis Yisrael, Nach Letzet, that say Amcha Beis Yisrael, Yodei Shmecha, V'ois HaSamecha L'Shmah, Baruch HaShem Olam Eter L'Amo Yisrael. What's interesting from the Gemara is that the Gemara says not that this was a second bracha, but this was the Hosafa of the first. That's why the Nusach we have in our Birchas, if you look in the front page, is with the Vav HaChibur, and therefore you have a whole group of Rishonim, and they are namely over here specifically Rashi, the Rosh, the Balei Tesis, who claimed the first two brachas are one big bracha, you can't answer Amen in between, you shouldn't have a Hafsaka, and they should be dafka articulated with a Vav. What's interesting is that there are some Rishonim who claim that, in fact, is the second independent bracha. The Birchas HaTorah are not two, but actually three, and the ones who articulate this is the Baal HaMa'ar, therefore the Vav is not mentioned. And interesting, that's the way the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tfila Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, that is a separate bracha from the Atzma, and according to them, you could answer an Amen between the first and the second.
And Rambam
yeah. So the question is, so the Vav is not above a Chibor, it's basically, a literary thing. Now, what I want to point out to you, Rabbi, is if you look once again in Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch says over here, if you look on page number 8, so the Shulchan Aruch says specifically in Halacha Vav, Va'oma V'herev Im Vav, you should say with a Vav, Hagav Yesh Oimrim Below Vav, V'chein Nagu, it seems in the Rambam that the Ramah had, there was no Vav over there. So he didn't have a Vav in the Rambam's Nusach, despite what might be printed in our Rambams, It seems the Rashba and he quotes over the Avudraham also did not have a vav. Aval, the Rambam says, we should say it with the vav. That's the proper nusach according to everybody. And because of that, the Mishnah Berurah says on the bottom of the page, in Ois Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, the bracha achasi, the vav means we treat it as a bracha achas. And therefore, the fact it's not shows you it's a continuation. So if that's the case, we therefore see by the fact that that it's opened up without a baruch means it's one big bracha. He then says those who hold it is not a big bracha, the separate svirlei the shiny brachas avdallah she'ena smucha shemrotzel amakol echem from the atzman there al b'samim, you can say them separately. There's no chiv to say it in a unit. Therefore, the fact they have a bracha from each and in front of them shows they're separate brachas. Since birchas Torah is already set as a unit, you never say it separately, so if it doesn't have to be paseach, but bar benkach or benkach, his final maskan yosef tov is to be yotz all the dayos. Whether it's one brach or not, is to basically say it as one, and you shouldn't answer amen between the first and the herevna to take away your suffix over here. In fact, he says many people in shul, the shlit zibor, used to say that shtil dekahai. People in the audience shouldn't automatically answer amen and be mafsik, according to those Rishonim who say you shouldn't be mafsik. So we see over here the machloikis, but the pashtus of the sugya in brachos. When you look at the Gemara Shitchas Alishin, as he said over here that he was mosif, the pashtus is an extension of the first one, not it's based upon the lashon we have in the Bavli text in front of us. It could be the Rambam had a different girsa, but that's the text we have in front of us. Now, go back inside to the Gemara. The Gemara now says the following. The Gemara now tells us, Rachamim Amar Shabbach Rabban Mikol Hamim. Nasolana was Torah. Sabrok Hashem Nosei Nat Torah. On this last bracha, Amar Rachamuna Zuhi Meula Sheba Brachos. That's where the expression comes from. It's the best and finest of all the brachos. If you look on the Rashi on the side, what's the Malyusa of this specific bracha? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, what's the Malyusa? So he says, let me just find it inside. He says the Malyusa is hatayra. It's the mula shebarachas hatayra. If he sheyeshba hayda lamakom, there's a hayda to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kilas latara, a special praise to Tara, a praise about Klal Yisrael. Asher bachavana contains these three themes. Therefore, that's looked upon as the primary bracha berachas hatayra, and that is why I showed you in the Mishnah Berurah that the Shagas Aryeh said, if you have a suffix where you made the bracha night, instead of repeating all three, he was of the opinion, you do the Mulu Sheba Barachos, the most overbearing, and use that as the suffix d'araisa to be yaitse b'dieved, b'echa satayra. And furthermore, then I'll let you ask the question. He then says, at the end of the day, Rav Huna or such, since we have such beautiful brachos, Hilcha, Lemrinul Kulu, our minig is to say all three or all two, depending upon whether what's the second one's independent or not. That's our minig. But what's interesting from the Gemara is that if you basically had a suffix, maybe a satera, there's another option, that is saying Avaraba as an alternative. So I want to deal with that based upon Tesis. So Tesis on the top of the page deals with it. Shigava Nifta ba'Avaraba. So Tesis says on the top of the page, very beautiful Tesis. Very sadistic of Tesis. Hilkach namrinu l'kulo. Our minig is to say all the brachos. Birushalmi says, Yesho damrinin shganifta ba'averaba. V'lusheshon alasab la'alta shulamit miyad ba'isa makam. The only time averaba can be mostly in lieu of birchas ha'tairah is if after you finish the davening, all of the davening, all the way to the end, in amafsik b'dibor, and you start learning Torah immediately, the Torah at the end of your davening goes back to the Avarabu with your Kavana and can take the place of Birchas HaTorah. So the Yerushalmi requires. What?
What about Kriyashma?
So Kriyashma, interesting is Kriyashma is not treated as Divrei Torah since it's being said as a tefillah.
Even with Kavana.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's a machlekes. That's really a machlekes. that once already after, because it says in the Gemara, after Zman Kriya Shema, Harehu Kaira B'Taira, so once it's only Kaira B'Taira, it could be used. But before that Zman, you mekabel with it, Olmach Shemaim in its mitzvah, so the Achrayim said Beferish, it cannot be used. You see the Rishami basically supports them, but you haven't seen it yet. Listen to what he says. Vinishal harav Rav Yitzchak, gegon onu shein onu lom demiyad lachatfilas hashachar. Shonu, listen to him. In his day, you think you worked hard. As soon as they finish davening Rabbi Yisai, they don't have time to have daf yomi. They don't have time to have a shir. What do? He says, shonu terudim v'holchen kach, below limud ad emsayom. Some can't even come to learn until midday or yoyisur, or towards the end of the day. Amai ein onu mevarachin b'chzidar ha'pam ha'cheres, Kishanu maschilu lamo. So he says very simply, even if we recite Birchas Torah in the morning, and initially they only recited Birchas Torah, period. They didn't say the psukim and the mishnayos we have today. Historically, they all said Birchas Torah, and then they started davening. After davening, they ran out to go to their jobs, their profession. The halavai, they had a job, they made panosa. So later on, by the time they came home, so they now say, should I therefore, is this in the Hesach Hadas? Wasn't I mafsik? Maybe I should make a Birchas Torah later on, because I didn't learn immediately after my Birchas HaTorah, either after davening, until 7, 8, 9 hours later on. So where's the smichas between the bracha and the Birchas HaMitzvah? That's a question the Rishonim asked. The Hei Shavri, the Lokai Mulan Kaisi Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says you have to learn immediately. The Bavli over here never made that requirement. So it could be Machlubi Bavli Yerushalmi, hold the Gamre Ron Lo Amru, ain't circle out the lamot. So argument might hold, I don't need a smichas necessarily between Birchas HaTorah or even Avarabba and the learning. For a few of Yerushalmi, maybe it's only Avarabba that will have the Ika Bracha, the Birchas HaTorah. The Ika Avarabba is for Kriyishma Niskan, Ubishvil Hi, Eino Nifta Mebirchas HaTorah. And therefore, Kriyishma can be used for the purposes of Birchas HaTorah Patur, El Im Yilmod Miyad. The Gamlo Yasa Hesach Hadas, and also you shouldn't have a Hesach Hadas when it comes to Avaraba and the learning afterwards. Avo Bracha Shabbacha Bono Birchas Lasa B'Divrei Taira Shein Ika Birchas Taira Poteris Kolayom. It's potent, and we'll see very shortly why. It's very important. We're going to see the why. Vim Tomas, the Gemara is a very simple question. It's a Birchas Mitzvah. You're doing all the mitzvah learning, but the big million-dollar question is: even if I learned in the morning, but if I'm a Masech Das for 15 hours or 10 hours, why is this worse than the brach you make on a sukkah? He says, listen to the following. Taimer, Mashin la bich the from sukkah, shatzach levarach al ko suda suda leishe besukkah. Amini gizl Rabbi Yisai, like that sheet of the paskins, Rav Einatam, you make bich as a sukkah on a kaviyah suda in the sukkah. Not on every activity you do separate like sheet of Rambam, but you make it upon each and every suda, because when you Masech Das from the suda and you leave, the next Kfiya Suda is Mechayv and Ubrach, because you're Mesiach Das. So we see a Hesach Hadas is Mavatu the Birchas HaMitzvah. Why do you say the Hesach Hadas is working, doing what you have to do during the day, making money, Kedaymer, arguing, whatever you have to do, it should be a Hesach Hadas. Yeshlom HaTeshu says, the shiny Torah Sheyim Yash Taito, the Chol Sho'od HaMechuyiv HaLamayt, Torah, the notion thing is ending learning. Learning is a continual, ongoing activity. First Mechuyiv to learn, every minute, dechsev higisa yom of a laila, v'habikma yoyishuv kol yom below hefsek. Because if you're sitting the whole day involved in Torah, how is that possible? I'll explain to you very shortly. Avol achila b'sukkah yeshar kavu. You don't eat the whole day endlessly. Most people don't. Some people do. V'im tamar m'nei ma einanu mevarchen lishon b'sukkah. What do they make a brach on sleeping in a sukkah? Yeshlama the bracha lachila shemavracha leishay patrasay patas everything you do in the sukkah inami v'shem shem lo yishan, you might have insomnia v'avir bracha levatala. You should know the brisk is in error. So to this very day, don't make hamapl at night because they're fearful they might not go to sleep and therefore be a bracha levatala. So some makbid in bracha levatala says zoklish kan bechaz hamapl because of this specific reason. She ain't biyod al yishan kol shoshi yirtz. I guess they don't take any medicines to go to sleep. Perhaps if you get up early in the morning, Rabbi, before daytime, lil mod, ain't zark levarach bracha torah b'mnei shabichs the torah shal esmal shachris b'teres ad shachris acheres. So he was of the opinion, it's like a 24-hour bracha, until the day begins the next day, I don't have a chiyuv birchas. So the bracha yesterday is moitz to me 24 hours. However, he points out, even though Rabbeinu Tam held that way, we don't pass in the way, and we do pass, and the Shulchan Aruch passes this. If I get up in the morning before daytime, I can't even make birchas shachar, but I slept all night, I should make birchas atreira then. And later on, when it becomes daytime, the birchas I made in the morning is mamshech the rest of the day. That's the way we pass him.
Rashi brings...
What?
Rashi brings in his chuvos.
Yes.
And I think the Maaseh Bitri says...
That?
He used to get up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Wash and say his birchas atreira and learn.
Yeah.
And in the morning, when it was light and he went to shul, he said birchas atreira a second time.
Interesting.
The first one was birchas atreira, Tom and Torah, and the other was Betzipa. It was two different kinds.
What do you mean?
Because they all said Birchas HaTorah together and they...
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we don't pass it that way, but it's interesting. Now, listen to what the Taisa says. The Hatzfartim. French, you think it's a French Bali Taisvis? No, the French Bali Taisvis. No Guloymer Psukim. We do. When they make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we say Psukim after Birchas HaTorah, and we say Birchas Kayanim. And Eilu Devarim Shein Lam Shir. And then the Mishnah, which is a Braisa, which we therefore have representation of different parts of Torah. So it seems that Svartim had a Tzrichasa, they were Machma, even on Berchas HaTorah. To learn immediately afterwards, there should be a smichs between the Berchas HaTorah and the Cheftza. Taisa's Meika Adin is not really necessary, because we don't hold like the Chum of the Yerushalmi, but Zaytas Menig Yisrael is to learn immediately afterwards. Once you do that, you eliminate all the shaylos. Now the question is that if you are, from the time you make the Birchas HaTorah, you don't do what we do today, and you go straight to davening, and after davening you go straight to work, and the whole day of mind is fatrach, and you're not fatrach with learning Torah. You're busy as an accountant, you're busy as an engineer, whatever you're doing, you're busy, your mind is fatrach, you're trading stocks, whatever it is. But this fatrach, you don't learn, how can you say there's no Hesech Hadas? That's the question he asked. How can there be no Hesech Hadas? There is a Hesech Hadas. So the answer is the following. The answer to the question is he claims the bracha we make is not alimud ha-Torah, it's lasak b'divrei Torah. And he says, what's the pshat of lasak? He says, the word lasak comes from the Hebrew term, not only to be busy, but the word asek. What's an asek? Well, he said, like a business. The ikar of Torah is not the intellectual analysis, etc. The purpose of Torah is to teach you how to conduct your life from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to sleep at night. The practical application of the Torah is really Ikar Mitzvah, Lilmod Amanas Lasos. That's the bare minimum, says in the Mishnah, Lilmod Amanas Lasos. The Lasos, he says, is there for emphasizing we're thanking Hashem, not only giving us an intellectual book to read, but it teaches us our derech chayim from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep. There's nothing we do during the day. There isn't halachas teaching us something. So whether you go into a makom shel kedusha or a makom shel tumah, the Torah is telling you how to conduct yourself in those places. When you're involved in business, elachayt in business. When you're involved in treating people medically, the halachas that relate to that. You go to the bathroom, halachas relate. There's nothing we do, eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever we do, is encompassed with practical halacha emanating. Okay. So if the bracha therefore is not on the ultimate learning intellectual pursuit, but the practical application, lasog b'divrei seirah, it answers all of your questions, Ben. There's no hesach hadas, and that's why I'm saying it's the global terrace. I found later on, a couple today, when I was reading Rav Schwab's interpretation of tefillahs, in his Sefer Yerod Tefillah, he comes up with the same exact conclusion. Lasak means not only the learning, but the practical application. So you have two great minds who didn't discuss this, came up with the same conclusion. So we have Torah Umad and Torah Derech Eretz coming to the same conclusion when it comes to the same Hezbollah. You know what I mean by that. So if that's the case, that will answer the question, but that will answer another question I'll get to very shortly in the course of this year. So we therefore see Rabbi Yisai, Halach Lamasa, what is the meaning of the bracha? And the power of that, Rabbi Yisai, then comes forth in the following question. And that question is the following, because I see I only have 15 minutes left, so I want to go to the main part of the end of the shiur, and I'm going to backtrack. I want you to turn in the Shulchan Aruch sheets, Rabbi Yisai, to page number 9. This shiur could have gone on for another 2 hours, but I'm going to have to curtail it, so let me get to the Iker. Halach Yudalit on page number 9. Noshim Evachal's Birchas HaTorah. Not only when men learn, they have to make Birchas HaTorah beforehand, but even women before they learn have to make Birchas HaTorah. Now, so you say to me, what's the Bichidish? What's the Bichidish? You got to make a bracha before you learn. Everybody has to make brachas. That's Halacha Yudalit on page number 9. Okay, now, so you say to me, what's the big deal? So I'll tell you what the big deal is. The big deal is that even we know, for instance, women are technically patur from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Shnatim levanecha, v'lo b'nasecha, v'gemara mesechtes kedusha. So according to the Ashkenazim, following Rabbeinu Tam and Ashkenazic poskim, women can make brachas on mitzvahs they're exempt from, and they can be mekayim the mitzvah and mitzvah v'isa, so they get schar, and they also are able to recite the brachos. So if the Rama articulated this, I wouldn't have anything to say now. But the problem is Rav Yosef Karo is saying this. Rav Yosef Karo already throughout Shulchan Aruch, already Paskin, he held, like the Shitas HaRambam, not the Rabbeinu Tam, that when women have mitzvahs they're exempt from, the Asiyas HaMitzvah, the Mekabah Skaim, they're able to do, but the Birchas HaMitzvah cannot be recited. How in the world can they say Vitzivano? How can they recite a bracha that not mitzvah and such? Might be a shail about Taisif de Rabbanan. So if that's the case, he paskin. Anytime a woman doesn't know she's exempt from, Lulav and Eswag, if he is Sfardi, Ramah, the Bechaba following the Rambam, you do the mitzvah una bracha without a bracha. If women are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, and we know that, the Nevel Abed Seichem, how can the Mechaba paskin they make a bracha on Talmud Torah? Now we have something to talk about. So therefore the question is, once we understand what the problem is, you got a major problem over here. So how do you answer this problem? So what I want to share with you tonight, Rabbi Isai, is the world of brisk. And over here you have a teretz, given by my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, the Einikol of Rav Chaim, but you have Rav Chaim's own teretz, which is quoted later on by the Briska Rav, and this is what the briskers do to resolve the problem. They resolve it pretty simply. The Rav Zatzal says, I don't have a problem, because when women learn Torah each and every day, they're learning Lilmon HaManas Lasos. That's their, you know, their responsibility is to learn to know, because if ain't Amar Etz Chassid, women, when you say the Pata for mitzvahs, you know how many mitzvahs is the Pata when it comes to Tayag mitzvahs? The Pata from 30 of Tayag, which means 95% of the Torah, women are mechuyev to learn about, to be able to perform. So they can learn a lot of Torah. I don't know how many men during a lifetime learn all the Torah the women are chayev to when it comes to kibbutz mitzvahs. 95% of Tayag mitzvahs. So the fact of the matter is, so you say, but they're not being a kind of mitzvah, Talmud Torah, I mean that mechuyev lumanas lasveis, it might be din of a hechsher mitzvah, of a mamaklishkan bracha and hechsher mitzvah. So why in the world should they be able to make a bracha? So it comes on the Rav Gerz, that this goes lishitasi. Since the bracha is not on the learning, the intellectual activity, but it's on the practical application, women mechuyev liman las lasos. So if the bracha is on the asiyas hamitzvos, lasok is what the mechuyev to do, to apply it, and for them it's not like another brachas hamitzvah, there's no shaykhis to them. So lishitasi, there's no problem, and that's the way he deals with the problem. But it seems Rav Chaim, Mabriyut, and the Brisker Rav, his son, had a different mahalach, and their mahalach was, go back to the beginning of tonight's shir. The Gemara initially in Brachas and Daf Chaf Aleph wanted to compare Birchas HaMazon to Birchas HaTorah. Now the fact of the matter, Rabbi, I was waiting for somebody to ask me the question, Ben, I was expecting, Zeh Birchas HaMitzvah, and Zeh really is the Birchas HaNeni. Think about it for a minute, Birchas HaMazon is part of the Birchas HaNeni group. And now, so you say to me, oh, it's the bracha la'achirav is maybe a special gedder, but the Gemara wants you to use Birchas HaTorah to derive even a bracha rishayna before you eat, which is purely Birchas HaNenim. So Reb Chaim said, what's the Gemara talking about over here? In the world of brisk? Two halachas! This is a Birchas HaMitzah, Birchas HaNenim. So Zok Reb Chaim, by the fact the Gemara did it. And the only thing at the end of the Gemara did is that there's a dissimilarity between it. But at the end of the day, the Gemara had the Habimid Abim Mechab of them. And the Ramban at the end continues that. What do we see? That the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMatir. The same way Birchas HaMazon and the Brachas of the Birchas HaMazon is a Birchas HaMatir. Up until you make a Bracha, also Lenos Be'ilam Hazer, because the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only after you make Brachas, we say Hashemayim Shema Hashem Aris Tzom Adam. So he says, if you say that on Dvarim HaGashmiyim, we should surely say that on Dvarim HaRuchniyim. that initially everything is in the palace of Hashem. The bracha is mata, the hanah of enjoying the learning of kedaimer. So it's a birchas hanah. If it's a birchas hanah, Rabbi Yisai, nobody ever said the women are less chayv in birchas hanah, bimata hanah, than the male counterparts. So once you reduce it to a birchas hanah, birchas mata hanah, women have no choice, because without making the bracha, it will be also them to nana. They would be moyel because she has shemayim if they didn't make the bracha before. So that's the way Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav answered the same question. So the world of Bris, there too, it must have been an interesting Shabbos discussion between them, how, you know, how you resolve this, but that's the way they take care of the problem itself. Now, another mahalach, and that's based upon a Beis Halevi that you have the page before. Time is in there. Did that pretty quickly, Baruch Hashem. If you look, Rabbi Yisai, on page number 6, so page number 6, you have a Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi, quite obviously, is dealing with the question of how you view learning Torah. So he says, when Klal Yisrael and the Kabbalah turned Hasinai, and they said, Nasa v'nishma, he quotes the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, Hashem gave them two crowns. They were given one crown keneged Nasa and one crown keneged Nishma. So Zok the Beis Halevi Gedarke BeKedush. What's the Tifa Machshav over here? He says when Klal Yisrael said what they said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we are willing to mekabel learning Torah for two reasons. Torah Nasa, we are learning Lilmot Amanas Lasais. That's one level of learning. That's called the Nasa learning. The Nishma is, even if we know Kol HaTorah Kula, but if we want to go deeper in Torah, because the deeper you go into Torah, the more you see the divine mindset of Hashem and the godless HaBeri and the godless HaTorah, and that brings you to Yedias Hashem, the Rambam brings you to Avas Hashem, the whole Seidah HaDvarim I taught you many times over the year. So if that's the case, learning Torah Darus Nishma, Gisa Yom of Alayla, even though I know Kol HaTorah Kula, but I go deeper and deeper in penetration of the surface, is a second level of Talmud Torah. So Zok the Beis Halevi, the men of Klal Yisrael were mekabel both. Torah b'Torahs Nasa and Torah b'Torahs Nishma. That's the chiv of Talmud Torah in its completeness for men. That's why when Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him, Anisha Lamadi Kol HaTorah Kula, can I not learn Chacham Sivanis? So the uncle says, you might know Kol HaTorah Kula, so Nasi you were Mekayim. But you still have Yigisa Yom of Elayla, the Nishma you haven't finished yet. Doesn't go back to the base members of Hakmishkan Kup about Chacham Zivanis. It's Gemara Menachos. So if that's the case, that's the ghetto when it comes to men. When it comes to women, they're not Mechuyiv in Nishma. The only Mechuyiv in Asa, Lilmot Amanas Lasais. So the question now is that a definition of a mitzvah? They're learning as a Chiyiv Deraisa for the purposes of doing, but the learning by them is a Chiyiv Deraisa. Is that the pshat? Or is the learning for them only a heksha mitzvah and the ikka mitzvah is doing, but the learning is only a means to another end? So you say to me, what's the nafkamina, whether it's a heksha mitzvah or a mitzvah, or a mitzvah? The nafkamina is whether you can make a bracha upon it. The Gemara says in Menachos, when Chazal institute brachas, they only make brachas on gemar asiyas ha-mitzvah. So you make a bracha in sitting on the sukkah, you don't make a bracha in building the sukkah. You make a bracha in wearing tefillin, you don't make a bracha in making tefillin. You make a bracha, Rabbi Yisrael, on putting on a mezuzah on the wall, you don't make a bracha on writing a mezuzah. Because the actual asiyah is not the gemar asiyah of mitzvah, so the bracha was therefore made on the gemar hadavar. If you say that basically learning Torah for women is not a mitzvah in its own right, but it's a heksha mitzvah, they shouldn't therefore be able to write, to both make brachas on a heksha mitzvah. That's why the Briskers had to invent otherwise you're stuck. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because the whole reason I gave this shiur tonight is because the sugya Birchas Torah is mentioned in Masechtas Nedarim. So coming to the last daf of tonight's shiur, and that Rabbi, so I wanted to turn very quickly to daf number 5 in the Maran Mekamas. This is Masechtas Nedarim, Pei Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara tells a story. We see Aleph in the text. The Rabbanu Shalom said, who's the man who understands this? But the Bano Shalom asked the question, why did the Churban HaBayis take place? And they couldn't give an answer. V'yom Hashem al azam es Torah. See, this is a psukim in Sefer Yirmiyah, Paratez. Hainu, lo shomu b'keili, hainu lo halchu ba. What does this mean? Or maybe who do marav? Shem evachin b'teirah techila. You know why Chobin Bayis Rishon took place? Because they didn't make brachas before they started learning Torah. Now, what's interesting is, I taught you the other week, why was Chobin Bayis Rishon destroyed? Because of a desire to ask Adam. So how do you reconcile the Gemara and Daf Tes with the Yoyma, with the Gemara here, Mesech, this is the Dara? And what does it mean they make a brach before? What's going on over here? So Zok the Ran on the side, look on Oiz Beis, Nishal Chaim Lanvim, so he says, Midich Siv, Yom HaShem, Al Ozim Es Teirasi, Mechlal, Deleki Yod Al Aduri Taimer, Ela Kutcha Brichu, Bilvachud, Umetzasi, what's the pshat over here? So he brings down Megillah Star, Rabbeinu Yonah, the current, he makes the following diak. Ashal Abarcha B'tar Chila, of the Aretz, in Isa Al Ozim Es Teirasi, Kepashta, Mashem Shazu said Tyra Lahi Oskimba, Kishanish Lacham Aviam, Lama Pershu, Allah Dal Galakal. If they, as the Pshat of the Pasuk, they were not Isik Beteira, so why couldn't the Chazal or the Aviam say, you know why Klais were punished? They're Batlanim, they were Mavata learning Torah, nobody's learning. So could obviously that was not the Metzias. You have had people learning and learning and learning, and then they said, we can't understand it. If everybody's learning, and Torah is supposed to be Megan, so why in the world are we being punished because of the Averis Chamuras? Had we come to do the Averis Chamuras? So the Rabbeinu Yonah continues, Elevada Oskin HaYibetera Tomit. Listen to this. Oskin Betera Tomit. They were learning Yom V'Layla. Ulafiga HaYicham Levim Temeyim Ama Av Da'aret. Why isn't Torah not protecting them? Achapir Shakadish Baruch V'Atzmo Shu Yodeya B'imke Leiv. He knew they didn't make brachas before they learned. Kloimer, Shlohayus Atera Chashuva Beneim Kolkach, Shiroi Levarach Alav, Shal Yu Oskim Bal Lishma, Metach Kol Chay Mezalzam Bebirchasa, Haynu Shlohal Chuba, Kloimer Kavan Lishma, Elirah, which means they were Mezalzam Bebirchasa Tera, they were learning it like every other type of secular discipline on the face of this earth. Now, what does this mean? So Zok the Beis HaLevi, which I just wrote on the other page, you'll go back later and look yourself. He says, if y'all want to learn with the Lomish of Bris Kedrei, what they basically were of the opinion, that learning Torah is either like you're learning a discipline, secular lahavdil, like science or metaphysics, whatever it is, or biology, and you don't make brachas when you learn that stuff, or they might have learned that learning Torah is not a mitzvah, doesn't have kedusha, but it's a heksha mitzvah. You're learning for the purposes of doing. So they felt either there's no need for a bracha, or you can't make a bracha. So they were mezalzel in brachas. The Rabban Hashem knew this. It seems the Rosh HaKahal had no idea that was going on when it came to Hamanam. So because of that activity, Hashem ultimately allowed it to be destroyed with the three averis. Now, what does one have to do with the other? That's one mahalach, kasha. The morals of the opinion, to make it even worse, and Ra'al says, what do you mean say? They didn't make brachas before they learned Torah. I mean, what's going on? If they're learning Yom V'Layla, as Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, so if they're going to learn Yom V'Layla and they have such a dedication, what's this like Jose says, they're going to be a chasatari before? How much does it take? 30 seconds. So what's going on over here? So the Ra'al says in Hagdama to one of his farim, they said brachas. But they said it was so kitzen imratz, un machshav, un gefil, so yaitz zayin. And they went, because the Ika was, they liked the intellectual stimulation of the Torah. The Birchas Torah, they said, like just throwing something out of your mouth, but they didn't mean the Kavanas behind Birchas Torah. What's the common denominator between the Maral says and Rabbeinu Yonah says, over here in the Beis HaLevi? So the answer is the following. If Torah itself was merely an activity of teaching us the right and wrong, it's the Hechsher Mitzvah, the fact of the matter is, we really shouldn't really need any birchas Torah, because the halacha is you only make a bracha on you. And if you say you have to make a bracha, because you have to make a bracha, birchas Torah, which is a deraisa, by the fact you have two or three brachas, shows us birchas Torah deraisa has another purpose. Birchas Torah is not only a bracha saying to Hashem, thank you for obviously giving me Torah, or being matter the Torah, etc. But in the brach, you're basically saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm defining why you gave me the Torah and the purpose of the Torah. The purpose of the Torah is to have hakaras atayv to Hashem, to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. My learning should give me a tifkait, an understanding with the ne'imus of the Torah, the brilliance of the Rabbeinu Shalom, my mindset should be connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom's mindset in my learning process. The deeper I go, the greater ideas Hashem I get, as I mentioned many times, the greater avos Hashem I'm able to develop. So ultimately, the learning experience is supposed to connect me to the Rabbeinu Shalom on the highest level possible. The more I learn, the deeper I learn, the greater that connection. Birchas HaTorah emphasizes that yesod. All three brachas together as a package deal tell us that's the purpose of learning. So therefore, before you learn, you want to say to Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm praying to you. My learning should just be an intellectual exercise. It should be a means for me to grow my Avodas Hashem, to connect to you, Rabbeinu Shalom, to get to the highest level of connectivity, and to be able to be Yedis and Avos. That's my purpose of learning. So if Klal Yisrael didn't make a bracha, period, as is the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Yehuda, or they made the bracha very quickly, but I've been thinking what they're saying to Tzitzan Yitzhak Zayin, what did they seek to demonstrate? That by them the Torah itself was an intellectual enterprise of learning halav, the biology, science, we're learning Torah text. The Maskilim did that, Rabbi said, just as an example. And certain B'nai Yeshiva today, and certain yeshivas, I sometimes wonder if what they're doing now when it comes to out there. I'm not talking about the yeshivas, I'm talking about some of the left-wing places. If it becomes an intellectual exercise, devoid of your miskashrus ta'kadosh baruch, coming close to Hashem, and your avodas Hashem, you're missing one of the most important mataros of the purpose of learning itself. There's Yerushalmi I taught you many times over the years. The Moshe wanted to come down from our Sinai, he said to Hashem, give me a kitzur shulchan aruch. And that's all I have to tell Klaus, the do's and the don'ts. Hashem said, Torah is not just a do's and don't, because if that's the case, I could have saved time. We didn't have to spend 40 days in do's and don'ts. I could have given you a divine kitzur shulchan aruch and go teach them. I taught you based upon Yerushalmi, what's the purpose of learning? That by being miyash and analyzing all the various pitch givers of Torah, the Memtis from Kan Lakan, you get such a tifkite in understanding of the Torah. You understand the brilliance of Hashem's divine mind who created the system that's infinite level. That connectivity gives you greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over time, which crescendos from Idea to Ava. So purpose of learning Torah is to connect you to the Levan Hashalah. If I didn't make the Baracha, or I made the bracha so quickly that's the tough, it means nothing. And I went to the learning, it showed I was excited by the intellectual challenge, but the religious impact upon me was zero. If there's zero impact upon me religiously, then a person could learn Yom V'Laila as an intellectual exercise and be Mechal Shabbos and smoke cigars and cigarettes, as the Maskilim did in Europe. If that's the case, I could be Oisik and Avodah Zarah, Gerais V'Shichas Dam, and have a Seita Gavu and Daf Yomi each and every day, if it's an intellectual exercise. So that's why does the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? If they were Oisik Yom V'Lai and learning, so how in the world wasn't it making? How is it didn't protect them from being Nichshal Nizah Veris Chamuros? The Torah says, by not making the bracha proper, not making it at all, they demonstrated there was no internalization of the Torah. There was no spiritual connection between the Rabbanim. It wasn't a Dava Kedusha, and therefore making you a different type of person. If you don't learn the Torah on that level, and just learn it as a discipline, it doesn't prevent you from being Nichshal and Averis. It doesn't create an environment. That's what the Gemara means. That's the resolution between this Gemara and the Gemara Masechtas Yoma. If Torah is not, it's not part of your environment, not part of your atmosphere, not a part of the air that you breathe, and it doesn't change you, and doesn't sensitize you to the Dvar Hashem and connect you, you're not immune from any avera on top of the face of this earth. Who knows what you can do? That's what they say is the pshat of this specific sugya. That's what basically the Maral said is the ultimate Ut Shashur between his pshat and everybody else's pshat. And now everything's brought together, Rabbi Yisai. We have to make sure that we recite the Bechsar B'Kavan, each of the way to highlight our learning, Rabbi Yisai, is to make us into B'nai Torah, B'nai Torah, elevate us, connect us, Avash Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and make us into real Heilig Yidin representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do that, that will be Tikkun of Chum and Abayis, that will generate Ava rather than Sinah, that will prevent any Machlekes taking place in Klal Yisrael. Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. Let's hope and pray our learning together accomplishes it.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.